Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, plus a little bit more, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990, even when I forget the words just a little bit, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 70 minutes? Let's call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And I would be, so remiss in my responsibilities if I did not immediately thank one Chris Major from Strike the Box for filling in last week here at Bubbles in the Think Tank while I was off visiting the licks of the West. I saw some licks. It's true. Don't know what I'm talking about? Go hang out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You'll figure it out soon enough. But Chris did a bang-up job. It was lovely listening to him as I traversed other parts of the country. Thank you very much for that, Chris. And also, big shout-out to Chuck, you, not Belinda, for pitching in on the radio obituaries. I love teamwork. Love it. And that is why I have the ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. They work hard for you. They work hard for me. For us. All of us. And it really helps. Thank you all. Well, I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time here because time is all I've been looking for lately. I wanted more time doing the thing I was doing. Ever since I've been back, I haven't had enough time to do the things I need to do. Time. Let's get started right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I got the black belt. You got the gun. Let's team up tonight. Have some fun. Less drinks, some drinks. Let's find us a fight. Come on, come on, come on. Saturday night. I'm very angry and you're hopping mad. Let's hurt some people. Hurt them. Get our rocks off, rape co-ed. Beat on wine on Tuesday. I slug a hippie, slug a car. Let's go on a rampage. You won't want to start.
Complaining, tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself a 26-second song. Take my hand, I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. 60-minute man, I got 15 minutes of kissing. Then they holler,
don't stop.
I got 50 minutes of teasing, 50 50 minutes of pleasing, 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. 60 minute man.
We're gonna rock.
Yeah. Man, 60 minute man. I got 15 minutes of kissing. Let me holler.
Don't stop.
I got 50 minutes of teasing, 50 minutes of pleasing, 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. 60 minute man.
We're gonna rock.
Once, within much later on, close to very soon, Timely had a tick-tock talk, took all afternoon. There we were inside of clock, tick and talk, I mean, sometimes fast and sometimes slow, sometimes in between. Wonder why that has to be? Tick was quick to say. Makes it hard to know for sure what's the time of day. Simple, simple, simple Tick. Talk was being sly. What's the time of anywhere? Swiftly slipping by. Simple me no simples talk. Don't pontificate. Now is always only now. How could now be late? Far off bells in belfries clang from some timely town. Tick and talk would like to know now what's coming down. There the huddled faithful sit, eyes tight closed in prayer. Please, don't let our time run out. Tell us heaven's there. Tick has ticked so many ticks, and talk so many talks. Tell us things go on and on. You're in charge of clocks. God of all the clocks there are, God of stop and start, wind us up forevermore. Have a tick-tock heart.
Without any warning, I reach over there to turn it off. It's still pitch dark and man, I'm lost. Alarm clock boogie, turn that nerve-wracking thing off. Get to sleeping and start my dreaming. A darned old clock seems to start that dingling. I get up a cussing and a stumbling in the dark. That old clock's worse than a mad dog's bark. Alarm clock boogie, turn that nerve-wracking thing off. hammer and beat that clock till it stops that clamor. I can't stand to hear that alarm go off when I'm lying there sleeping on my pillow so soft. Alarm clock boogie, turn that nerve-wracking thing
stop. She can rock and roll and wrap 'em up too, just like my old gal Kitten is too. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please love me for now and evermore. More. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Baby, don't leave me in this fix. Ring, ring, ring goes the telephone. I know another king is on my throne. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please love me for now and evermore. More. I give all my love and my a little turtle dove and all my money, and that ain't funny, baby. Please, won't you give me a little loving? Makes me feel so good. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please do 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 do. Baby, please love me for now and evermore. Please won't you give me a little loving? Makes me feel so good. Oh baby, please do 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 do. Oh baby, please do 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 do. Oh baby, please love me for now and evermore. Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the honeybee. You squeeze me and I'll squeeze thee. Kiss me once and kiss me twice, else, baby, I'm in paradise. Oh, baby, please do 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 do. Oh, baby, please do 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 do. Oh, baby, please love me for now and evermore. More. Oh, baby, please love me for now and evermore.
blame her, baby. Looks like we got a case of clockwise blames. Okay. Okay, now that you can do it, check this out. It's called the counterclockwise. No, it's okay. It's okay, you just take the clockwise and go the other way. Yeah, you like the clockwise. Now get a hip to the counterclockwise, baby. Yeah! I knew you were good. I just didn't know how good. Yeah, you're clockwising me, baby.
Yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is a nice little radio show happening right now, I think. Seems like everybody's enjoying over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Let's hope that's true. Because I like making you kids happy. I like having you around. It's a wonderful way to wrap up a Saturday, hanging around with you, the listener. But if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. It's a public service message from WMFO right here in Medford. So much more silliness to get to. We always talk about not having enough time to get it all in because we're just so undisciplined that we can't even bring ourselves to cut stuff. I love the summertime on campus here at WMFO when we get to spill over if we need to. And that's what we're doing tonight. Not going to go nuts or anything, but do expect, 15 to 30 extra minutes following the 1 a.m. Eastern hour. Just giving you a little warning. Get yourself a nice beverage. Assume the listening position. And let's get back to it with the ginger snaps right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Children, you shall hear all about grandfather's clock. And now tick-tock, tick-tock, ticket, tick-tock, tick-tock, ticket. Grandfather's clock was a marvelous clock till it stopped. Now my grandfather's clock was too big for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more.
And was always his treasure and pride.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Now tick-tock, tick-tock, ticket, tick-tock, tick-tock, ticket. Stop short, never to go again when the old man died. Now in watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his griefs and his joys.
For it struck 24 as he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It was bought on the morn that the old man was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But the clock done stop. Never to go again when the old man died. Now my grandfather's clock was too big for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more.
The grandfather's clock, tick, tick, tick. Grandfather's clock, tick, tick, tick. Grandfather's clock,
tick, 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 tick. Tock, 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 tock. Tick-tock, tick-tock,
grandfather. Recently, we celebrated our bicentennial. And it was nice. I think we all got into it. But then it was over. But for some strange reason, the bicentennial minutes weren't. Here are some bicentennial minutes I would have liked to have seen. This is David Brinkley. 200 years ago today, nothing happened. Nobody went anywhere. Nobody did anything. We're sorry, but that's the way it was.
This is Broderick Crawford. Listen to listen good. 200 years ago today, the British came over here and tried to tell us what to do. We gave them a kick in the pants and sent them back over there to drink that tea, and that's the way it was. 10-4.
Hi, this is Henry Block from H&R Block. 200 years ago today, we had a revolution, and here's just two of 17 reasons why. Here's Henny Youngman. 200 years ago today, Benjamin Franklin went to a doctor. He said, "Doctor, it hurts when I go like this." The doctor said, "Don't go like that." A man walks up to George Washington. He says, "How do I get to Valley Forge?" Washington says, "Practice." And that's the way it was 200 years ago. This is Muhammad Ali. 200 years ago today, it was plain to see a lot of great men. Some of them as great as Ali. They had their problems with the British and Benedict Arnold as well. But at least they didn't have to put up with Howard Cosell.
With a beat that swings. Dig that clock. Swing it, clock. Tug that clock, yeah, all the way. With the one and a two and a tick. Tock, tick, tock. It's a beat that sticks with the tocks and the ticks. Need more clocks to go with the tocks, cause the ticks are what? Bug me. Went to the store where they sell the clocks with the ticks and the tocks and the rhythm that rocks. Here's what I bought. Tick, tock. A wind-up clock. A wristwatch clock. A stopwatch clock. And a alarm clock. All night long, a ticking and a talking. Crazy clocks, a swinging and a rocking. In the wee small hours, I fell in the sack to the lullaby of the... All night long, cozily sleeping, never suspecting of the end that was coming, only listening to the syncopated movements of the calculated clickings of the clocks on the shelf. Not a shadow of suspicion of the underhanded scheming of the evil-minded genius who invented the contraption that confounded my affection for the sound of pleasant ticking with the wicked interjection of the gadget's grim perversion with the singleness of purpose to alarm. Out the window with the subject to the devil, into the garbage can with the stopwatch, grind the wristwatch into the floorboards, then push over the grandfather's clock. No ticks, no tocks, no clicks, no clocks, no alarm clock disturbs any sleep of mine. Now I wake in the morning all rejuvenated, and I use a sundial to tell the time.
Just fall away. Everything is okay in just a minute. time permits, I would like to squeeze in the Minute Waltz by Chopin. This happens to be the first number I ever learned to play while my sister taught me the piano. She was my first teacher. She is a brilliant pianist. She has played all over the world. Piano, of course. She is supposedly the brightest person in the family, into which she married. And she is on the radio and television or what have you. Well, some don't, but actually she... You might be surprised to learn that she is my sister, because we do not have the same name. Her name is... I've spoken to her so often. Sis. No. Oh, it isn't sis. Whatever it is, I will recognize her when I see her. The Minute Waltz by Chopin. And it won't take long. That's all. She's only my half sister. Now another waltz by Chopin. This one in C sharp minor, I think it is. C. Well, for the ones of you who know the waltz, you will probably also know in which key it is. Right? For the ones of you who don't know the waltz, what difference does it make? My father was a shepherd. Yes. C sharp minor. Pardon? What did you say? Do that again? You buy another ticket?
Yeah. Where am I?
Welcome, Kirk Whalen. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven. God awaits you with all his angels.
What? Heaven? No, that can't be.
Rejoice, Kirk Whalen, for you have reached your final reward. Cause of death?
Cause of death? I can't be dead. I was just driving along in downtown Montreal.
Ah, yes, we see a lot of that. Now come, Kirk Whalen. Just through these gates and join...
No. Please, I have to go back. I have to.
Calm down. I know you're shocked and upset.
Please, but there's something I've got to do.
Of course there is. You want to tell your wife you love her or attend your daughter's graduation. Unfortunately, there just is not time.
I just don't need much time. Just 5 minutes.
5 minutes? What can you possibly do in 5 minutes?
I can, erase my hard drive?
Where you go?
Oh, thanks.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is. WMFO, Medford.
Tick-tock, woo, tick-tock, woo. Though you say we're through, still in love with you.